Where in the Bible will I find how Christians are sanctified? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Christians are sanctified or set apart because they have met the conditions of faith, Hebrews 11:6, repentance, Luke 13:3, confession, Romans 10:10, and baptism in water for or unto the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. They obtained pardon, and the Lord, in the process of saving them, added them to His church, Acts 2, verse 47. Those then added were called Christians, Acts 11:26. They met regularly on the first day of the week for worship, and in their Lord's Day meetings sang the praises of God unaccompanied by instrumental music, Ephesians 5:18 and 19, and Colossians 3:16. They partook each first day of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20, verse 7, and they contributed of their means as they were prospered, Acts 2:42, 1 Corinthians 16:1 and 2. Christians are neither Catholic, Jewish, or Protestant. The religion to which they subscribe originated in the teaching of Christ and His apostles, and they may move neither to the right nor to the left of the inspired and divine directions by them given. Denominationalism is human in origin, contrary to the spirit and teaching of New Testament Christianity. The New Testament church began in Jerusalem by the direction of the Lord in A.D. 33. Any organization which started at any other time, at any other place, and by any other authority cannot be identified with the church for which the Savior died. No human organization, however worthy its aims, respectable its membership, or imposing its properties, can substitute for the church of our Lord. Good citizenship, respectability, or morality cannot save a single soul from sin, and only those who believe and obey the Lord are promised salvation, Mark 16:16. Salvation cannot be obtained by faith alone, James 2:24, nor repentance and baptism alone, 1 Peter 3:21, nor grace and works alone, James 2:20. Salvation is promised only after believing and obeying the complete gospel plan of salvation. The end of those who do not fully obey the gospel is everlasting destruction, 1 Peter 4:16 through 18, and 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 9. Obey now by becoming a Christian and being sanctified by the Lord.